Good morning, Steve Sherlock here in Franklin, Mass. So Steve's 2 cents on January 9, 2015. The first one for this year. Apologies for some of the irregularity. The schedule kind of got in the way. Was away out of town last week. Just wasn't as convenient to record. Although I did have the time, so there's no excuses. But that's one of my resolutions for this year. Get more regular. I did the three-word goal like I've done for the past several years, following Chris Brogan's idea on the three-word goals. The goals themselves haven't changed much this year. I did reorder them slightly so that it's easier to remember. It's a little mnemonic. It's an acronym. It's a tree. It's called ELM. And the E is for exercise. As many of you know, I've been a lifelong runner. With this Mortensen aroma, I haven't been running. I miss running. So I did go back to the doc. He gave me another cortisone shot. He said, push it. So I have been pushing it. Registered for the St. Patrick's races in Pawtucket and Providence in March. There's a little extra incentive to push it. Doesn't feel good yet, so I'll have to give him a call. Find out what's going on. Something's still wrong there. But exercise for E. Leverage. Continue to leverage. So whatever I do, I can do as effectively, efficiently as possible. Put something one place and then have it go elsewhere. Maximize results for minimum effort, because time is important. You only got so much time, so you might as well be effective, might as well be efficient. Use your time effectively. That also goes with certain prioritizations, so I've always been working on the priority list. Family takes precedence, but then work because it pays the bills, and then community. So the Franklin Matters and Franklin Food Pantry stuff. And then if I can throw in some brew making, beer making, brewing, and having some general fun, read a book or two, those are all good things. And M, the last letter of ELM, E-L-M, for mentoring. I was part of the mentoring program for Fidelity Investments many years ago. It was always a good thing to do. It's a little more formal than coaching. And many of you know I've also been a running coach, track coach. In some ways, I probably could be a personal coach, but I don't want to go that way. I just don't want to get tagged. And respectfully, just it's not bad. It's just I'm who I am. I'm comfortable with what I am. And I can provide some advice. So I will mentor in the right situations. I do some of that. I want to do more of that. I get a good feeling from that, especially when the people do well with it. That is the key. If they don't do well, why do it? What am I doing wrong if they don't do well? But if they do well, I must be doing something right. And I understand that it's not totally me. It's got to be them. It does take two to tango. If they don't have that incentive, if they don't have that desire, and the parallel going back from my coaching days, if the high jumper could not visualize that he or she would make it over the bar, guess what? They never would. You have to visualize that. You have to understand and believe that you can do it. If you can't do it, guess what? If you don't think you can do it, guess what? You're not gonna. So there's a couple of TED Talks that I've seen recently. Amy Cuddy, certainly Brené Brown, that also are in that line, you know, not so much faking it till you make it, but faking it till you can actually do it. You need that start. You need that desire. You need that confidence within yourself to get going. And clearly there are some restrictions in that. You know, even as tall as I am at 6'2", I'm not going to play a basketball. Not at the pro level. I'm still too small. Now, there are physical restrictions around that. I'm not going to be the world's greatest runner. Physiologically, my body is just not wired for that. But within what I have, within what my body has, I can be the best runner for today. I can be the best runner for me at this time. And that's what matters. Whether it's in work, personal life, community life, find out what you can do, how you can do it. Make sure you can do it easily. Practice. There is something to that 10,000 hours of mastery that Malcolm Gladwell and others have talked about. Martin Chesnohalley, and I'm butchering his last name, but he did the book on flow many years ago that I read. There is something to that. So that's where it is on this Friday, January 9th. First in a new year, but not the last. And certainly going to be more regular than this. More regular than it has been in the past, not just this. So what were the three words? Exercise, leverage, mentor. Spelling elm, as in the tree. And the tree's a bear because it's winter time. They're not moving much today because there's a little bit of a breeze. The clouds are covering us because we're expecting some snow bursts this morning. And the weather will change because it's New England. That's what it is. So, hope you have a good time starting this new year. Hope you've got your goals aligned, your prioritizations set. And until next week, Steve Sherlock signing off for Steve's Two Cents. Take care.